Your On the Mark podcast is loading now. The On the Mark podcast is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company, family-owned dealership since 1915, 4th Street in Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, on Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf. News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Greetings. Welcome on board WKOK's live telephone talk show, On the Mark. If it is the fourth Friday in March, it must be Ben Reichle.
It's an even day Friday.
Fine local businessman.
Happy to be here as a co-host.
GOP committee person?
Yeah.
Elected, right?
Yeah, very, very moderate and understanding and caring and a hugging type of guy on Fridays.
Oh, on Fridays. Okay, well, I can't argue that. But no hugs, please, for me. But, yeah, okay, I was going to say.
Well, you blew me a kiss when you came in. It sort of made me blush. But
I was just glad to see you came in.
Yeah, no, good to be here on a Friday. A lot going on. We're going to have a new state representative coming up May 16th during the primary. We also have a governor running around sideways in Harrisburg. You have an ex-president who has challenged the legal system. And also very telling, unfortunate stories overseas in the China-Russia ally Kumbaya meeting. So we do have a lot to talk about. Other than that, Mark, it's probably a boring week, right?
Yeah. Lawrence's worthless observation is, you know, a lot of people just voted for President Trump voted President Biden because they didn't want President Trump there. And, you know, I'm not sure that I wasn't too far out of that camp. All right, that's fine. But elections have consequences. If you're a wuss globally at a time like this, there could be consequences to that. So we can chit-chat about that and many other topics.
How woke do you want to get?
Woke?
That's where the United States. Yesterday, sometimes our local paper gets the editorial page right. A gentleman who I've known for a number of years, Nick Popescu, penned a letter to the editor or to the editorial page that was spot on. And he has been in government, in the State Department for decades. And it was, you have groups here in the United States that are looking to improve America. We are the greatest country in the world. Not perfect, but the greatest country in the world. And then there's groups that are looking to try to redefine America by tearing down America. Well, you know, there's a reason that millions of people want to come to this country for the opportunity. And it's amazing how many Americans feel that we're a racist XYZ type of country.
So, come on, Ben.
So
really?
Great editorial yesterday.
Oh, brother. Okay, so there you go. There's the true Ben is showing there.
What do you mean?
That's hugging involved in that stuff.
That is a factual statement.
Well, yeah, we are. We certainly can argue we're the greatest country in the world, and one of the greatest advantages that we have over other countries is that we are capable of morphing and changing ourselves and as
improving ourselves.
Yeah, Dr. Soika sat in that other chair and said, we just keep getting better and better and better. Every time we identify an issue, we move past it. Every time we protest, we generally listen to some of the message of protesters. And so we are just continue to improve. But yes, we're not finished yet. So that's the beauty of
it's a work in progress.
Yep, absolutely. So this experiment's going to be a complete and total success. And I agree with one of the guests we're going to interview next month, and Allison Whitmer. She is just a super author. We're going to learn a lot about her. And she is going to tell us that, yes, we've been in trouble a couple of times, but we're going to get better. All right. Mr. Sunbury Motor Company himself is here, so we'll tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. I'll have more to say them about them a little bit later on, but they are our sponsor. You can go to sunburymotors.com while you're listening. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. That's 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. If you send sent us a text yesterday. We didn't get to it. We got about 50 texts yesterday. Resend it today. We'll try to get to it. If you sent us an email this week and you didn't hear it, send it again. I see the text box is empty. Every so often, this thing purges. And so even if we aren't finished with one, it goes away.
Well, I think, is there a time delay?
I think there must be. Yeah, I think every 5 or 6 days, it seems to empty out.
That should almost be like the TikTok videos. Don't they disappear after a certain amount?
Well, I don't know. Ask China. They'll tell you. So didn't they just find some pixels on TikTok that some of the videos had this little tracking pixel?
Well, if you are on TikTok, good luck. But yes, the Chinese are great imitators, and they're gathering all the information they can for their run at being the only superpower in the world. So,
they got the people.
But weren't you and I on the Mark TikTok video where we were sort of doing the hokey pokey dance?
Yeah. Yep, we were. Okay. We'll never do that again. Yeah. All right, we have one caller ready, but we'll take more comers. 570-743-9565. Is our telephone number. Mr. Stan from Danville, Pennsylvania is on the line. Good morning, sir. Go right ahead.
Good morning. I would consider China a clear and present danger to the world, but that said, they're still considered a developing nation, correct? According to the
World Trade Organization? Yes, that's the biggest joke going, is that they get developing nation status and they're a superpower with nuclear weapons. So like I said, it's a joke within the World Trade Organization, and our politicians, both Republican and Democrats, should be ashamed of themselves. But when's the last time you saw a politician ashamed of themselves?
Never. That's a loaded question, Ben.
Yes.
Never. But I mean, yeah. They're quote developing nation going around the world developing other nations with ports and airports and roads and infrastructure all around the world. But they're the developing one, so they get all the benefits of being called that while destroying the environment and getting a pass.
Yeah, and that's the joke. Their Belt and Road program, which I believe they started 27 and a half years ago. Maybe it was 32 and a half years ago, but they started a Belt and Road program, which basically is we will help you build your infrastructure, we will help you develop your country, and oh, by the way, we're going to charge you 150% interest on that money we'd lend you, and if you don't pay us back, we'll just take over your port, we'll just take over your airport, and we'll run it. So, again, the World Trade Organization for the United States, to give them developing nation status, you get advantages, and one of them is environmental. And for these environmental people around here in our valley or here in the United States or in Canada or in Western Europe who think China and India, who also has developing status, you know, are environmentally sensitive, go figure, because it's not. And the environmental policy in this United States, this Green New Deal, is such a joke that it's making even China and India smile and say, you guys just don't understand what's going on in the real world. So China's bringing on coal power plants. It's anywhere from 3 to 7 a month. And we're sitting here trying to figure out if the sun's going to shine and give us some energy.
Yeah, it's not. My solar panels do terrible work when the sun don't shine like today. So, I mean, it's just, you know. They don't produce anything when there's zero sun, and at night they definitely don't produce anything. So, I hate to see in the future when the fine people running this show demand that all coal-fired plants and all natural gas-fired plants be shut down and shuttered.
When is that coming?
We're going to be in deep trouble. I don't know when that is, but that's what they keep talking. Nope. You know, they
who
talk.
Are they?
What have they? Who?
Obama,
who's they?
Obama administration.
Well, the governors are certain states. Mm-hmm. Mr. President down there in the White House talks this crap.
Gotcha.
But
Reggie.
Reggie's gotcha. One of them. I just heard in California, not in California, Colorado. Now I'm not sure it's a state level, but there's certain towns out there that are banning new construction of gas stations because of the environmental impact that gas cars are going to have. So they're trying to, you know, force people out of gas-powered vehicles and diesel-powered vehicles into these electric vehicles that have no you know, no range, and they're unreliable. But, hey, that's the future, right?
Well, Stan, if I can say this politely, there's part of the human anatomy that works better where the sun doesn't shine than solar panels when the sun doesn't shine. So that's the joke with solar and wind. Is it coming? Is the technology? Well, folks, to be honest with you, they missed a boat. Mm-hmm. They missed a boat in nuclear power. The environmental zealots were so anti-nuclear, they missed the boat of very clean energy. And is there... Mm-hmm. How long is the bridge to solar and wind? Well, it's longer than most people think, but follow the money. Follow Al Gore's money. Follow Kerry's money. Follow the money in the renewable energy industry, and you'll find out where the politicians are. And that's both Republican and Democrats.
All right, we got you, Stan. Yeah. Anything else to add?
No, just keep driving your gas-powered vehicle and thumb your nose to environmentalists, because that's exactly what they deserve.
All right.
Have a great day.
We got you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
All right. We'll take more. Commerce 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. Let's see. Tell me about last night. You're a GOP committee person, so you were in on this selection process. Walk us through from beginning to end.
Northumberland County held, Northumberland and Montour County had a conferee process for the 108th. State Representative District. I was a secretary.
Snyder County visitor.
I was there as the as representing the state GOP along with Dave Park and Bernie, vice chairman. She came up from Lehigh Valley, and there was about 87 people, 21 conferees, 15 from Northumberland, 6 from Montour counties, 8 candidates. Candidates spoke. Took questions for 3 minutes, and then the conferees voted. It went first round. There was three candidates got the votes. Less than 20%, you drop out. Second, Mike won. Beat Joe Morales. So,
yeah, I'm slightly familiar with him just because he's a firefighter. Beyond that, I don't know too much about him. What does he do?
Well, he's a firefighter and good, solid citizen. He gave a very good stump speech, as all the candidates did. I mean, there were some good folks to get up, to run for office, I don't care what office it is, school board. To run for office and put yourself out there, that is something. Democrat, Republican, whoever. But these 8 people gave passionate speeches and answered questions from the guests that were there. It was a good event. Deb Betts, chairman of the Northumberland County Republicans, she ran a good, great food. Great food they had there. It was a Grace Lutheran Church.
Right, yeah, closed the church on... Spruce Street. Yes, Spruce Street.
Right behind the Hosey.
Right, yes, America's is right on the same campus.
Right there. But, interesting. So we'll see what goes on the Democratic side. And we'll see, like I said, nice that they can put this into the primary, the 16th. And it's an important seat, as you know, how tight this Pennsylvania State House is right now. And somebody going to Harrisburg, nothing against lawyers. You know who your favorite lawyer is, Mark? Yours. Nothing
sometimes.
Else lawyers.
Until I get the bill.
Yeah, but even that, if they've done well. You look at somebody going down with some outside experience in the political arena, and that should be a positive.
Right. Yeah, we're going to end up a winner in this no matter what. I know a few of the Democratic candidates that are running, and just good, solid citizens around here, members of our community, active in dozens of things. So good luck to the Democrats who are still in the conferee process, or whether I guess they're counting votes at this time. I believe that selection process closed, so we should know before too long. And, good luck to Mike Stender in the election. Hope he's... going to be out and about and comes and visits us. We'll get that going.
Possibly might get a call today. Possibly. Not sure on that, but he's looking forward to being on the mark, particularly on a Friday. But
why on a Friday? Because I'm outnumbered.
Because we're happy here on a Friday.
Oh, right. You hug on a Friday.
There's bigger smiles here on a Friday than there is. Anyway, like you said, Democrats, Republicans, people who get out there, put themselves in the back. But also, too, here's another segment of the population. the hats off to is the EMTs, the volunteer fire company, the ambulance folks, those people who do it on a volunteer basis. And that's 2 in the morning, 2 in the afternoon, 10 degrees, 90 degrees. The folks in our valley, we're very lucky to have that, and hopefully the recruitment can get better. I put those in the category of the home nurses, the hospice nurses, those people who really get on the line of life and death. I mean, they see it. But, you take your hats off. I mean, when those people have a barbecue, gosh, you know, I've had chicken 3 times this week. No, go down and get a couple more, help those people, and enjoy their social halls. I have good friends from New York and Maryland and California. They come here, and they go, where are we going? Oh, we're going down to the fire company. We got to make a donation. I said, no, we'll have some. They walk in, they leave. They're like, this is great. He goes, you can't get any more American. You get any more good folks than when you go to a fire company and sit at the restaurant and the bar and enjoy them.
Well, thanks for your service last night, serving as secretary for our 108th district. I hope they gave you a blue ribbon or something.
They gave me a placard with my name spelled right.
Oh, it's rightly spelled right. Good for you. All right. So, folks, we'll take more comers, but we do have a GOP nominee in the 108th district. If you want to talk about that, that individual will get an opportunity to be voted for in the Pennsylvania spring primary election. There'll be a special election that'll be layered right on top of that, so folks will get a choice.
Very cost-effective.
Hard to believe. But on the other hand, we got to wait till May to get a state representative in the 108th District, although the offices are still open. So if you need constituent services, they're still plugging away and doing all the work. And
Well, if you need constituent services, call over to David Rowe, call over to Joanne Stair.
Your state senator, Linda Schlegel-Culver.
I think Linda knows a little bit about the 108th district also.
All right. 570-743-9565. Call us now. You want to talk about China. You want to talk about President Trump and the, stale, ineffectual, outdated, not whimsical, what's the other word that he used?
Was your CBS?
Trivial. Case against President Trump up in New York. Call us now. You want to talk about the 108th district or China and Russia or some topic we haven't thought of, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. Use the keyword OTM.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
Thank you, Rob Center, a fabulous producer on the other side of the glass. Just takes great care of us across the board. Light them up, folks, if you want to comment. 570-743-9565. Got 2 texts. One sent to me says, trouble is the 108th district is impossibly gerrymandered in favor of Republicans.
Okay.
So let me just ask this, and this is one of my good friends, but where are you going to carve to get a Democratic balance?
Well, same thing with Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Harrisburg.
Yeah, right.
Look what they did to Reading. They took Wyatt Missing and they carved in, took a Republican seat in the House and carved in half of Reading. So, again, in certain geographic areas of Pennsylvania, it's very hard to do that.
Well, our state Supreme Court, it turns out, aren't as good at cartographers as they thought they were.
Aren't as good?
So
they aren't even worthy of doing it.
Well, they shouldn't be doing it anyway.
But legally, they shouldn't be doing it. doing it. You're right.
That's my worthless opinion. All right, folks, give us a buzz, 570-743-WKOK. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com and text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. One of our listeners says, another Stan lie that solar power doesn't work on a cloudy day. They produce power, just not as much on sun-shining days. Thank you, says Bob. Stan said that they do produce less power
on a cloudy day. And again, the technology, which is coming out of China, as former President Trump would say, China, is getting better. But, of course, they have the rare earth minerals in Afghanistan, in Africa. Biden administration sleep at the wheel. But this goes back to Bush. This goes back to Obama. Trump administration looked to address it. And the Biden administration, unfortunately, President Obama put Joe Biden, the then vice president, in charge of two countries. One was Ukraine and one was China.
So you're saying having ineffectual presidents globally has consequences?
Well, ineffectual politicians, yes, and particularly, like him or not, when President Trump came in there, he created an atmosphere that was very positive for the United States, especially overseas. And when the NATO General Secretary says, thank you, Mr. President, for making the member states pay their insurance policies, not kick the can down the road in payments, no, but actually pay so we can upgrade our military might. That was a pretty positive. And, you see a president who I believe one of his cabinet members, I think one of the CIA, former CIA chief said, Joe Biden has basically got 99% of all foreign policy wrong. It doesn't give you a warm and fuzzy feeling, even on a Hug Friday here on the Mark.
570-743-9565 is our telephone number. We'd love to hear from you. One of our good listeners sent us something from social media. He says, I just saw this on the Northumberland County Democratic Party Facebook page. Northumberland County Democratic Committee and Montour County Democratic Committee are pleased to announce the results of a convention to nominate a candidate in the 108th Legislative District. Trevor Finn, County Commissioner for Montour County, received the most votes among eligible voters and will be the Democratic candidate for the special election in May.
Well,
so thank you for that.
Thinking that I guess the Daily Item didn't get a call to go cover that.
We're on the notification list, but not till later.
Well, we'll see. So we have a person from Montour County running against Northumberland County. I believe 67.5% of the votes are out of Northumberland County. Split, and so we'll certainly see what happens
there. Trevor should help Trevor's case that he's a household name because he's been a commissioner and a firefighter and kind of out there for a while, a business person. But on the other hand, it's what two to one. Republican and 2-1 Northumberland County. So,
I think the Vegas odds might
should have a good
might give us a clear picture.
Vegas. Well, there's a 2-1 chance. 2-1 that he won't win.
Well, you got to play the game. So you got to run the election. You got to do the things that can get you elected. You got to mind your P's and Q's, cross the T's, dot the I's, and get the vote out. And it's going to be a primary. People are getting quite upset. I'm not sure. It'll be interesting what the state Democratic Party does, how much money they put in, if this is true, because we haven't confirmed this, if Finn is the Democratic nominee, which we're just not saying he's not, but if he is, how much money the state Democratic Party will win, because, like I said, Mark, there's a one-vote difference between Dems and Republicans in Harrisburg, and you got some Dems that are resigning, so there's some things that are going to be happening. Might be interesting. That will be a telltale if they think they can win. At 2-1, those are strong odds. I think, Mark, every hunting season I look at the Vegas line and your name's on, and there's a 2-1 chance you won't get a deer. And I think those odds have been pretty good the last couple of years.
Yeah, the last of the sausage from the 2021 deer is now officially gone.
Oh, okay. So do the chipped beef?
We don't do chip
or
beef.
Dried beef.
Sorry, this is Northumberland County. Okay, we would not do such a thing.
Well, I think we do the dry beef or chip beef over in Snyder County once. or twice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is Northumberland County.
Okay.
We're into sausage and Hamburg.
You guys raise your pinky when you're drinking your Chardonnay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, 570-743-9565. Write that down. You'll need it next hour. We talked a little bit about the 108th District, and we can continue talking about that. But maybe there's something else you want to chit-chat about. One of our listeners says, ask Ben which candidate for the special House election was a lawyer. I don't think there were any lawyers who applied.
No.
No lawyers. Okay.
But we're talking in the general and the political contents of the percentage of lawyers in politics compared to the percentage of housewives, mothers,
I see what they're asking. I got
blue collar workers, firefighters, business people.
But another listener says, I thought there was a staff member of Linda who was on hand, was the type of guy that ran her district offices and applied. Wouldn't he have been a better choice?
The choice was for the the choice was on the conferees. A better choice was made by the conferees who listened to the eight candidates discuss that. So better is a relative term.
Okay.
In that case.
I don't get it. So what are you saying?
Yeah, the conferees picked that. If that person thinks it was a better choice, then they should have petitioned the conferees.
Gotcha. All right. Thank you for the texts. We'll take more. Send them to 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Thank you for the call. We'll take more callers, 570-743-9565. And we'll take more emails sent to onthemark@wkok.com. Ben and I will be back in exactly 6 minutes from right now. You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury, 9 a.m.
News Radio 1070 WKOK presents On the Mark. It's a chance to voice your opinion on the events that affect life in the Susquehanna Valley. Now, here are your hosts for On the Mark, Mark Lawrence and Ben Reichle.
Yeah, we're going to Chick-fil-A, are we?
Yes.
Harrisburg.
Find a better chicken sandwich, please let me know.
Where's the closest Chick-fil-A around here?
I believe Harrisburg.
Progress. Not Progress, sort of behind Progress.
Yeah, right there. Behind that Sheets store, the old Marriott right there. I think, is that Eisenhower exit?
I don't think so.
Oh, it isn't? Okay.
I don't know.
It's right there with the Marriott, Sheraton, whatever they call it. It's right behind the Sheet store.
Raymore and Flanagan.
Yeah, and you stop there. Yeah, it's right there in that parking lot. And you stop there at 2 in the afternoon, and there's 30 cars in line.
And that's off-peak for them.
Yes, yes. Very much an interesting franchise that does well almost everywhere. Try to find where they've closed the Chick-fil-A. Good luck.
I don't think there is such a thing yet. On the Mark is sponsored by the Sunbury Motor Company and Chick-fil-A. Check them out at sunburymotors.com. You can call us now, 570-743-9565. The telephone number. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com or text us at 70236. Include the keyword OTM. Want to tell you about the Sunbury Motor Company. Ben and I have both been there a couple times this week. We got four pieces of rubber put on one of our trucks, and so we're doing super wise. Yeah, Goodyear Wranglers, great price, mounted and balanced, and out the door less than $600. So that's what you can do at the Sunbury Motor Company. You can save money if you're looking for a bargain.
They're there to serve. Stop in, walk in, and see Jillian sitting at she is the receptionist with the biggest smile.
At the sales office.
In the sales office, biggest smile on the Sunbury Motors campus.
Okay, fabulous. So that's over at the Sunbury Motor Company. It's a family-owned dealership. The Mertzes have been in charge there since 1915. Yeah, they have two locations now, 4th Street in Sunbury and Routes 11 and 15 Hummel's Wharf at Runyon Road. Is that the site of the old Biff Burger? Is that what we'll say?
It is the site of the old Biff Burger, and no rumor if you buy...
Oh, here we go.
If you buy a Kia this weekend, you get a... Yeah, container is a special Biff sauce.
Oh, do you? Okay. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is no rumor, nor is it any truth, but that's another issue.
But the fact is, though, you go to Sunbury Motors, you test drive a vehicle, and you drive it, you get a coupon or a gift certificate to have lunch or dinner at Penn's Tavern
or
the Sunbury Sub Shop.
Yep,
so that's
100%
great.
True.
That's great.
All right, sunburymotors.com is their website. You can go to the Quick Lane on North 4th Street in Sunbury. They specialize in all types of service on vehicles. I got our four new tires pumped up with nitrogen. It lasts longer than the tires. The tires run cooler. There's less change in pressure from winter to summer, and you'll be a happy roller with
it
those.
It looks like that nitro made you taller, too.
Yeah, I'm walking tall. Let's see. Actually, my whole life I've been walking small. Is there a corollary there? That's what I do. I lose things on top of the fridge.
A couple comments here, and then we can get
Let me finish up here.
Oh, we got Sunbury Motors?
Yep. Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday, 6:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Find them on the web at sunburymotors.com. They would love, love, love to do business with you. So please check out the Sunbury Motor Company. If you'd like to participate in our show, call us now, 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wdkok.com, and you can text us at 70236. We're checking the Route 11 blockage we had in Danville. We are hearing from folks up there that the road is now open. We had both lanes of Route 11 blocked at Hospital Drive between Hospital Drive and Railroad. I keep calling it Railroad Street, and somebody tells me that's wrong, but it says Railroad Street on the map, so we're hoping I'm right. But anyway, it's open now. There's still heavy volume and a lot of residual slowing there.
Is that why Kevin's not in the office? He's behind the train on Railroad Street?
Kevin's not in the office because the Duncan's parking lot was packed and still waiting.
Okay, he's waiting for his glazed donut.
All right, so he's waiting for my glazed donut.
Okay.
Well,
we'll get down to the Eagle's Nest and get you a real glazed donut.
So that was an injury accident, so we'll wait for Mahoning Township Police to give us some information on that. We've talked about this. After a public meeting, the 108th District Republican conferees picked Mike Stender, Jr. of Sunbury, said to be one of our good listeners, texts us and says he's a Harrisburg firefighter. I actually knew that. Where's my brain? To be their nominee in the vacant 108th District State House seat. The seat is vacant after the resignation of the former House member Linda Schlegel-Culver. He'll be one of the conferees, or one of the nominees in the May 16th primary. And the other said to be Trevor Finn of Montour County. So good luck to those folks in the Pennsylvania spring primary special election. Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman's office this Thursday. He's expected to return soon from the chamber, although Democratic leaders have no exact time frame. The 53-year-old, said at the time that Fetterman had not been this is all background, but soon. He'll be back at least over a week, but soon, says Joe Covello.
What are the odds in Vegas on that one?
All right. So, for the first time in nearly a decade, the State House Judiciary Committee held a hearing on combating gun violence in Pennsylvania. Our correspondent Mark Sims has that story.
Perhaps the most significant testimony came from two women whose sons were murdered. Meredith Elizalde told lawmakers about the death of her son Nicholas, who was killed in a mass shooting outside Roxboro High School in Philadelphia last September as players left the football field following a scrimmage.
My son was taken in a most violent manner for absolutely no reason, and to add insult to injury, it feels as if our government turns a blind eye to this epidemic, which can absolutely be eliminated.
Committee Chair Tim Briggs offered some hope for action.
The legislature has stood by and watched death after death, shooting after shooting, with no action. Today, that changes.
More than a dozen gun safety bills have been introduced in the legislature. Mark Sims, News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Penn Live now reporting hundreds of advocates for tighter gun laws rallied Thursday in Harrisburg to demand action on a slate of bills that are described as, are you ready for this, common sense changes in gun laws that would make us safer, unquote.
Who's common sense?
Who coined that phrase? Sat in that chair once and said it. Senator Toomey.
Yeah, well, there is some common sense, but who's common sense and what's common and what's sensible about it?
All right, and here's what the gun laws pending would do. One is a safe storage law that would require absolutely everybody in Pennsylvania to secure their guns with a locking device.
Oh, hey, Mark, by the way.
Oh, here we go.
A guy breaking into my house. Hey, hang on. I got to get my gun out of my lock safe here.
Not only
take that off, but let me get the trigger lock off, too. Oh. Okay, now go ahead and keep robbing my house. Yeah, Let's talk about common sense.
All right. Or if a gun is lost or stolen, the owner would have to report it. The other is extreme risk protection orders or red flag laws. Another would require background checks on absolutely positively all gun sales. Currently, you can go to a yard sale and buy as many rifles as you want.
So, Mark, I'm at your yard sale and I buy your
Double barrel shotgun?
No, double action BB gun. Are you going to report? Do I have to report that to somebody?
I don't think that's considered a firearm. Okay. There's no fire.
So I buy your muzzle loader.
Oh, and, they're not regulated.
Okay, so what do we want to regulate? And one of the things about laws, folks, look at how it affects people who abide by them and how it affects people who don't.
Yeah.
And you can go through everything. And in the government,
look how stop signs affect people who stop at them.
Exactly.
And what happens when they don't?
And look at yield signs.
Oh, yes. Okay. And finally, one other story. The governing body for track and field globally has barred athletes who have transitioned from male to female from international competition. We have more from CBS's Steve Futterman.
The action by the World Athletics Council follows a similar move by swimming's governing body last year. It applies to athletes who have transitioned from male to female and have also gone through male puberty. It will impact all international competitions, including the Olympics.
Men who transition to women have a high testosterone level. This is the important issue.
Olympic historian David Walachinsky, with that increased testosterone, a male who has transitioned to female is generally felt to have a competitive advantage over other female athletes. Steve Futterman, CBS News.
See, this is what I've been saying all along. This is what everybody says.
Does that follow the science? Is Dr. Fauci telling them to follow the science on testosterone?
Bill, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in. Thank you for your patience, first and foremost. Much appreciated.
Yeah. Good morning, gentlemen. Hey, first, to clarify real quick and move on to something else. The Chinese are coming in for that battery company. The governor, what she did is, I said the whole plan was going to be Chinese, but with the ones that are coming over, they allocated a 1 by 1 mile area. They're all going to live in their own little community. They're not going to live amongst the general taxpayers.
This is the plan out in Michigan.
Yeah,
where Whitmer gave them, I believe, $750 million to come.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, okay. Yeah. It's somewhere. It's not Grand Rapids, but it's like Spring Rapids.
Made a misquote, but just so you know that she's allowing them to live in their own little community. Also, you brought up Fauci's name here and there, but you got to remember when he was on the stand and when he was getting caught lie after lie after lie after lie, how he allocated money and everything. You got to keep in mind how the bought and paid for media. While he was on the stand, leaked out about the raccoon dog just to blow smoke up everybody's caboose. And if you say this ain't coordinated, it you're wrong. And then also, and Mark, also you say a lot of time about the don't say gay bill and whatnot, and how Santis is has morals and is in, you know, is taking sex education out of the schools. And I believe in the past you mentioned that you had a daughter, but say if your daughter came home, right, from school, and her teacher maybe had a breast implants or whatever, and your 12-year-old daughter says, hey, I'm coming home, I'm getting breast implants, or I'm going to do whatever, you wouldn't be for that bill. I mean, you don't want... What they're saying is they want the parents to be able to... an underage minor... To guide their children in which direction they want to go. You understand what I'm trying to say? But he's taking a lot of heat from you as far as, that bill and whatnot.
Well, I think we'll let Mark jump in here, but there's age-appropriate learning. There's age-appropriate... We've decided...
Even for a tattoo.
Yeah. We decided as a society we're going to have age-appropriate actions, meaning you get a driver's permit, you get a driver's license, you can consume adult beverages, you can vote, you can get married, you can do certain things, and it's age-appropriate. And the narrative on that bill in Florida... the media blew it out of proportion, and then they couldn't defend it. they couldn't defend it. And that's what the media seems to do on the left, is take things to the extreme, and then you have to back it down, and then you find out the reality. So DeSantis did a very interesting thing. He started reading some of this material they have in schools at a press conference, and the left-wing media folks there blushed. They couldn't believe it. So the ignorance of the media on some of these policies is outstandingly, you know, Mark talked about common sense. There is no common sense, and the media jumps at these narratives to try to promote it, and then when they get questioned on it, they don't have a stance.
I'm just saying that he has to applaud what he has done. I mean, being a father and whatnot, I'm sure I believe he's a father. He would want the same thing. Like, you're going to guide your children in certain ways, and you're not going to have some school teacher influence and whatnot, be allowed to influence.
All right, we got you. Thank you so much, Bill. Thanks for calling in.
Hey,
much appreciated.
Always remember, open borders coming to a neighborhood near you.
So people from Point Township will be able to get in Norrie? Thank you, Bill. That's funny.
Hold on. We got to allow Seals Grove people into Shikellamy, people into Seals
Grove? Come on, we have our limits. Come on now.
Is there somewhere around Kramer or Midwest and Seals Grove?
Are you ready for this?
No.
President Biden is in another country right now talking about the border, strengthening the border, controlling asylum, making sure that we have the unofficial checkpoints are cleared, making sure the border's secure. You aware of this?
I know, and you know what? He had a bottle of Crown Royal while he was there. That's why
he's in the wrong country. Oh, man. Sorry.
Yeah, he's not drinking tequila. He's drinking Crown Royal.
Wrong border. You can't write this stuff, okay? No comedic writer could say, President Biden is in Canada talking about securing our northern border. I'm like, okay, that makes sense to me.
And then they walk out the poor young lady who has to take the fodder for all this administration, you know, Jean-Pierre. And you just, when I see her, I just cringe for her, because she has to go out there and you can't make lemonade out of the lemons they give her. And she's there trying. I mean, and I know it might be the breakfast hour, but they aren't giving her lemons to make lemonade.
Enough. We know where you're going. Thank you.
Blank sandwich.
All right. One of our good listeners says, good morning, Mark and friend. That would be Ben. This is Bill from Greencastle. I wonder how bad things will get in terms of protests if President Trump is actually placed under arrest. Have a super califragilistic expialidocious kind of day, says Bill.
That's a lot of letters in that word, Mark.
I'm not sure there'd be big protests, but it certainly would help the president. That much is 100% clear, and everybody agrees that the more you dog him with trivial crimes, if he's committed some real crimes, if you think January 6th is going to amount to something or whatever's in Georgia, that's fine. Absolutely everybody who's looked at the New York case says it's trivial, minuscule, outdated, just a whimsical charge.
Why are they doing it?
And, this DA said he's got to get him. This is what
he
wanted to do.
DA and the AG, Adams and Bragg.
So I'm not sure that the protests would emanate from New York, but they certainly could in the years ahead. And it certainly will help President Trump become the next president of the United States.
People are getting frustrated. What they've seen, the DOJ, what they've seen, this Russian collusion joke, Mar-a-Lago becoming a joke. This stuff is frivolous. And people are trying to make something out of it, and they're not.
It's not funny, haha, funny, but it's ironically funny that all the stuff against President Trump, you really got to investigate. Like, if I went through a stop sign, but either the body cam or the car cam would catch it, and okay, there you go to court, and they show it to the magistrate, that's the end of that. Mm-hmm. For President Trump, you have to look at 962 different aspects and have the grand jury consider it and not show him certain things, and you have to play the tape back just the right way, and so.
But Mark, you look at
I understand he may have violated the law,
look at past political people. What Donald Trump did to this country, and I've said this too many times, pulled back the curtain, and the Wizard of Oz
permanent
had
damage.
No clothes, and he showed the political process, both Democrats and Republicans.
I think you're mixing your fairy tale.
That's true, but we'll work with it. He showed what's going on, and he called people out, and he irritated all the people, and that's the establishments, both the Democrats and Republicans and whatever you want to call it, the deep state, the bureaucratic layers that have been there for decades. He pulled that back and then said, listen, you know, we're going to understand how to operate some things. You cannot bring in $4 trillion and spend $4.5 trillion. What's important?
Well, he has big deficits when he was in office.
Well, not percentage-wise, not as much, and people will say that, but also look at the revenue that came in on
$7
the tax
trillion
cuts.
In 4 years isn't a lot.
It wasn't $7 trillion all under Trump's watch.
Yeah, it was. Two stimulus packages totaling
the
seven.
The one stimulus package came in, and Biden passed that, if the numbers are right. And here's the other part. Look what the Obama administration did and went from 10 to 20. And that was in 8 years. But the point being is that you have to look at what are your priorities in the budget, and you have to get back to regular order. They can't keep passing these continuing resolutions. This is a joke, and you put all politicians, Republicans and Democrats, on notice saying, go back to regular order, put your priorities together, put a budget out. We're bringing in $4.4 trillion. How about let's spend $4.2 trillion and get back to baseline budgeting? Start at the baseline.
Oh, no. That would not work. All right. U.S. national debt by year. Well, I'll have to
By year goes into you inherit your first budget, and then you give your next predecessor. But you inherit that budget through Congress.
Gotcha.
And the Republicans need to stand up. I mean, personally, I'd put hot coals, 4 by 10 foot hot coals, and I'd make the Republicans walk over those and explain their spending. I mean, Mitch McConnell. I mean, this is he's becoming a caricature.
Oh, it's
down
all
there.
Democrats, I thought.
It's not all Democrats. It's all politicians.
Right. The vortex removes their brains.
Well, it removes something. And then something they sit on affects them, too. So.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a quickie break, but we'll take more comers. We're talking about budget. Nope, it's not budget deficits. U.S. debt.
Deficit.
There we go. Thank you. 570-743-9565 is our telephone number. We talked about China and Russia, President Trump, and the stale, minuscule, outdated misdemeanor case in New York.
We didn't even get to Iran and North Korea yet.
108th District and U.S. debt. What's your view on these topics? The vortex removes the brains of anybody in Washington or Harrisburg. Seems to be true. 570-743-9565.
There's something to be said about a sale with a handshake. A service technician who really knows what he's doing, they can explain it in English what the problem is. There's nothing better than having that friend you could trust in the area. That's Sunbury Motors, where you get selection, knowledgeable salespeople, and prices that fit your budget, and more important, that friend you can trust. Welcome to Sunbury Motors, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai. You could shop other dealers and compare prices, but at Sunbury Motors, you get their lowest price promise. They research the current used vehicle market and guarantee their used car prices are the lowest. If you find a lower price, Sunbury Motors will beat it. Three dealers all in one. See their full new and pre-owned inventory at sunburymotors.com. Pick out a vehicle you like and schedule your test drive online. Follow them on Facebook. Sunbury Motors Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf.
All right. Welcome back to the KOK Live Telephone Talk Show on the Mark. We got callers cooking here. Tom, we'll start out with you. You are on the mark. Go right ahead.
Yeah. If these charges against Trump are so ridiculous, I wonder why his lawyer went to jail for it. I mean, that's one thing you got to consider.
Well, Michael Cohen committed crimes that have nothing to do with what President Trump did.
Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. And another thing...
Well, hold on. What did he do, Tom?
Another bad thing for Donald Trump is Michael Cohen recorded a phone call when they were talking about how this deal was going to go down, how they were going to pay for it, how they were going to go through Weinberger, whatever his name was. This is all recorded. So, I mean... To say that it's nonsense, it's recorded like everything else they got this guy on, just like the Georgia thing. They got him right on recorded.
Okay. It's not happening, Tom.
To say that this is nonsense, it's ridiculous. They got him right on recording, talking about how this deal was going to go down.
Okay.
And how they were going to pay for it.
Well, then, Tom, why isn't he convicted then?
Wasn't brought forward, because when he was running for president, you weren't allowed to bring up anything, 60 days before an election? You weren't allowed to bring nothing up, any charges or anything. Then when he was president, you can't indict a president. You can't do that. That's against the law. That's the reason why this stuff was never brought up.
Well, he's been out of office for 2 years. Why hasn't it been brought up then?
This stuff is ridiculous.
I agree with you. It's ridiculous, and it's not going anywhere.
It is ridiculous that this argument that they're putting up, that this is nothing. It is something.
No, there's nothing there, and it won't be there, and we'll see the same thing in Georgia. We'll see the same thing at Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah, we're going to see a lot in Georgia. He's in a lot of trouble. He's in a lot of trouble in
He was in trouble with Russia. He was in trouble. No. And nothing's going to happen, Tom. Unfortunately,
unfortunately, Ben, you're sticking up for a guy that's a crook. And
I'm not sticking up for a guy that's a crook. I'm sticking up for the justice system that has gone way overboard. And even Democratic pundits are saying there's nothing there. So, Tom, if MSNBC is your information, there's nothing there.
I watch a different TV station than you do, and they have lawyers on there, and they have people
that work for
the city of New York that said what he did was a crime.
It was. So, we'll see how it comes out, but... It won't come out, and MSNBC is not a good source. No, MSNBC is not a good source. CNN...
What do you say about the recording where they're actually talking about the deal, how it's going to go down, how it's going to get paid for? What do you have to say about
that out, and then why isn't Bragg or why isn't Adams? And what's the difference between a state and a felony? So a misdemeanor on a state level and a felony on the federal level are different, Tom. So your information is skewed.
I don't care whether it's a misdemeanor of a federal or a state. I don't care what it is.
Well, you should, because that's the law.
As long as he gets charged.
Okay, as long as he gets charged.
For whatever level it is.
Okay, he gets charged illegally? A miscarriage of justice?
Oh,
you want to charge?
It would be illegal.
Yeah. Good luck, Tom.
All right, thank you, sir. Keep dreaming.
And Ben, you and your nuclear power plants, if you're so favored with nuclear power plants, there's a field behind your building over there in High Street.
Oh, brother.
They ought to just put one right there.
That's fine.
They got railway. They got rail service. And I'll guarantee you, everybody in Sealants Grove would go nuts, and they would be fighting it, and so would you.
No.
Because nobody wants it there. And
Tom,
nobody wants to waste.
Tom,
don't be pressing this how good nuclear is, because you yourself wouldn't even want it.
No, Tom, don't speak for me. Tom, don't speak for me. Your lack of knowledge is...
Your lack of trying to BS people is not very good, because I don't fall for it.
Thank you, Tom.
You're pretty good at BSing people.
Thank you, sir.
Not me. I don't fall for your BS.
Well, Tom...
thank you, sir.
Tom,
Thank you, Tom.
I said, unfortunately, your lack of knowledge on nuclear should... Bone up on nuclear.
Yeah, I don't think it would quite fit just because you have a vacant field.
If we put it in Sealants Grove, we'll put a nuclear power plant. We'll put a nice modular little nuclear power plant in Sealants Grove. And you know what? Everybody will pay cents for their energy.
We'll
even let you move to Sealants Grove.
We can take a nuclear reactor out of a submarine.
Yeah,
they're small.
We'll just put it in there.
That would only take about three acres.
We'll employ 15 people. And Sealants Grove Borough residents will pay zero for their energy for 5 years. After 5 years, you'll pay a little more.
John, last caller before a quickie break. Please go right ahead.
Good morning, gentlemen. Interesting discussions today.
Thank you, sir. I'd like to
just talk a little bit about budgets and the deficit and so forth. Ben's right on. When Barack Obama became president, the deficit was a little under $10 trillion. When he left office, it was around 20. That took 8 years. It's now 32 to 33. So in the last 6 years, we've managed to add 13 more trillion. And it does matter, because at some point you have to pay it back. The people in this administration who look at the television monitor and say deficits don't matter are just plain lying. And the problem is, for the last 8 or 10 years, up until 2 years ago, that the interest rates were zero. So the federal government could pay almost zero on the interest. Interest rates now are 6.4, 6.2. So government bonds now are being issued at 5, 6, 7%. So now the government isn't paying nothing for the bonds, or 0.2 or 0.3%. The government's now paying 6 or 7%.
John,
that's just going to add to the problem.
John, yeah. I think you're preaching to the choir, though.
Yeah.
Okay, no, I just want your I know you both understand this, but obviously some of your listeners don't understand this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's only a matter of time then the house of cards come down.
Yeah, and John, one of the things is when you start hearing terms like monetary easing, or I'm not sure what this is, modern monetary policy, which they start to make it up as it goes. And one of the things is, you know, they could have raised interest rates a quarter, a half, a quarter, up to 1%, and got through some of this. But again, when you had free money for that long, banks were making money, and here's what you have. And when banks fail, that means they're not run properly. And if you're going to bail out failing businesses, then you're going to have people get into business that aren't very good business people. And we're finding out this bank in Silicon Valley had a bunch of wokesters running the place.
Well, venture capitalists, too.
Well, and they had folks who did not understand banking policies. So, you know, when we look at things. But one thing, though, and I know you understand this, and try to talk about this lawyer. If you're bringing in $4 trillion, you can't spend 4.4. If you're bringing in $3.5 trillion, you can't spend 3.8. But also, get back to regular order, stop the continuing resolutions, and put budgets together that show the priorities. Let the American people vote for those politicians, yay or nay, on how they're running the country.
I agree with that. You know, the continuing resolution has become, I mean, that we haven't had a budget in this country since 2008. So we've had continuing resolutions for over 10 years. And all that does is pass the buck so that Congress could come back and say to the people, well, I didn't vote for a tax increase. But what you did, you didn't vote for a tax increase. You just loaded us up with more debt.
Yeah. John, can you come and talk to me about this for 90 minutes next Friday?
You bet I can.
All right, fantastic. You're in. All right.
Gentlemen, have a wonderful day.
Okay.
All right, thank
you. Good weekend, John.
Just save myself an email. All right, we'll take a quickie break. We got two emails. They're both one sentence, so I'll go ahead and hit those before the break. One says, what about the Biden family legal issues, Tom? Where there's smoke, there is fire. Yeah, I'd say Hunter's probably in some hot water. Mm. Another day ending in Y, so Tom talks over Ben. Okay. All right. We'll take more comers on the email at onthemark@wkok.com. I got three texts I haven't read yet, so we'll read those. Those came into 70236, include the keyword OTM, and our telephone number wide open at the moment. No waiting, as they say. 570-743-9565. You can email us at onthemark@wkok.com. Phone number 570-743-WKOK. The listener said MAGA actually stands for Making Attorneys Get Attorneys. Become a lawyer for Trump and see what happens to you. Yeah, that's the first thing you find out when you go to Washington is if you're an attorney, you're going to need an attorney. And another good listener says, I've said it before, I'll say it again, President Trump must be the cleanest president we've ever had. And they've been investigating him for anything and everything since his first day in office, and they can't get him on anything. Not that he's totally clean. I'm sure he did pay off people to keep quiet, but when it comes down to it, they can't make anything stick, and there's rampant corruption right in front of us with all of these career politicians, including the incoherent puppet in the Oval Office. I hope you, all you lunatic liberals, keep holding your breath waiting for Trump to be arrested, because it's hilarious to watch. Yeah, Doug, I agree with you with that. I just basically said that, although not quite as forcefully and without name calling.
You remember those people saying that the president was a Russian asset? I mean, idiotic. Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton, Tulsi Gabbard, a Russian asset.
Well,
you know,
because
they disagree with it. But look how dirty the Clintons have been for how long. Look at, you know, people say Michelle Obama's going to run for president. They're not doing anything. They're kept people right now. They just want to be important. to whoever they think they're important to and keep raking in the money. They don't want to have to work. Biden was pulled off the trash heap politically by Obama to be his vice president. But look how dirty the Bidens are.
Well,
and look at Mitch McConnell and look at some of the other Republicans.
John Shipman sat in that chair about 6 weeks ago and said it's because of the elite politicians will do anything to stay in office,
yes.
Stick it to them. They'll do anything to get there. And when they get there,
Mark, they'll do anything to stay. It's a gravy train that scratches their backs for decades. And you know who other back they scratches? Their siblings.
Oh,
their brothers,
family.
Their sisters. Look at Pelosi. Look at Mitch McConnell. Look at why these people retire with war chests. And it, you know what? We have the worst form of government
except
all the others.
Right, thank
so
you.
Basically, we're just not as corrupt as the rest.
Say it, Ben.
Oh, Dan, you're on the mark.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, I can't agree more. But they're also married to the left-wing media. They're all in bed together. They're all one so-called happy family. But, you know, last week, or maybe it was this week, you had a caller call in from Melton. He wondered why a certain portion of callers aren't called anymore. You know, my guess would be because they can't say anything positive anymore about the present administration. They have nothing positive to say because nothing positive is happening. When I get on, I'm very proud of the administration I supported because they got things done. And what we could have right now, if we'd only voted right, we'd be blessed. We'd be paying a lot less for gasoline, a lot less for electricity. Our border would be pretty much under control, and our adversaries across the world would respect us.
Well, Dan, if I could throw this in, too, and we wouldn't spend over $100 billion in Ukraine.
Amen. That's for sure. What a waste. And, I probably shouldn't say this, but I'll say it anyway. The caller that called in the liberal today, won't mention his name, he has nothing to stand on except to condemn Trump. Look for something wrong with Trump. And like you said, there's nothing there. There's not a thing they're getting him on. I agree with your email. He has to be the cleanest living person there ever was. That they can't find anything on him except accusation.
I don't know how clean our records are.
They may find that I made a mistake on my income tax.
I
could have done it, not intentionally.
Perp walk,
but
with
I
Dan.
Might have.
Yeah, I don't know how clean overall he is, Dan. But one of the things about it is it's showing that what he's said. I mean, go back to the Russia, and then go back to the DOJ going after Trump supporters, and look how that. That has turned out. But no, it one of the things I say this, it's about an 80-20 scenario. 80% of liberals, progressives seem to be frustrated, and then they're frustrated at everything, but they're usually frustrated at themselves, and they can't back it up. Now, there's 20% that, you know, seem to be somewhat happy. But
well-adjusted?
Yeah, I would say adjusted. Well's a term we can look at.
Brother,
but, Dan, it's like almost, you talk about people somewhat conservative or some people look at it and they go and they do things and they have some sense of pride. And then you have other people that are just downers. I mean, they're almost, their glass is half full with a hole in the bottom.
All right, we got, what else, Dan? Please go right ahead.
Yep. Yeah, and Ben, I'll tell you, in my lifetime, I've voted all the time. And the one vote, the only yard sign I ever put out in my whole life, only one yard sign, that was for Trump. And he didn't let me down at all. He did what he said he was going to do. He kept these promises, and I miss his administration more than anybody can know. And I think a lot of other people in my boat living out here, lower middle class, we miss him.
All right, we got to hit the road,
Dan. Things were going great.
Thank you, sir. Thanks for calling in.
Yep, and thank you for the time. Thanks for a good program today.
Thanks for making it great. All right, making yep. On the Mark great again. Very much appreciated.
Some people miss the Eisenhower administration.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back. We got two callers all set. They're going to wrap up the week. We will be right back.
When car repairs get difficult.
Well, I just don't know.
Me neither.
We get good. Sunbury Motors. More than quality new and used cars, Sunbury Motors specializes in complicated auto repair diagnosis. They can handle intricate repairs and even complete auto body with service open Monday through Friday, 7 till 4. And Sunbury Motors has made simple repairs easy. Maintaining your vehicle is necessary. Finding the time to do it is difficult. Welcome to Sunbury Motors Quick Lane. Open 7 till 4, Monday through Friday. Just walk in or call ahead. Relax in their remodeled waiting room with Wi-Fi, beverages, and snacks. Will Sunbury Motors factory trained techs take care of your oil change, tire alignments, brakes, and inspections. Quick Lane, 6:30 to 6, Monday through Friday, Saturday, 6:30 till 2. Sunbury Motors, Ford and Hyundai, North 4th Street, Sunbury. And Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. We take the out of auto repair.
One of our good listeners says, hey, Tom, watch the networks. They have lied to you about President Trump for 7 years. There's no such thing as gun violence. Guns are inanimate objects. There's only violent people. Yeah, I agree with that. Feel bad for the mother of the dead kids. The criminals need to be punished severely. Talking about a woman who testified.
Yeah, that's true. That district attorney down in Philly does little or nothing.
Yeah, that's not legal either, I think. David, you're on the mark. Thanks for calling in.
Good morning, gentlemen, on this Friday. Let's talk a little bit about the Biden crime family. When will Hunter Biden be, you talked about gun violence, when will Hunter Biden be prosecuted for his illegal handgun purchase in 2018?
He was dishonorably
discharged from the military. He can't legally buy a firearm. He bought a handgun. He lied on the form. He should be prosecuted. Punishable by up to 1 year in jail.
What's the statute of limitations on that?
No, there's no statute of limitations.
Because that's an open and shut case. That should be an open and shut case.
7 years. So yeah. They got 2 more years to get it to him because it happened in 2018.
Gotcha.
The man's a cokehead, a crackhead, and everything else. You know, I like to see his tax returns. I made a big stink. I like to see if he paid his taxes on all of your Ukrainian money and Chinese money and all the other things, and the deductibilities he took for contributions to political things like his daddy's election campaign. You know, that's more important to me than Donald Trump. You know, Stormy Daniels was found guilty of defaming his character several years ago in order to pay Donald Trump $300,000.
Yeah.
Now, it just came out on Monday that there were 600 pages of testimony in the grand jury that was going on in New York, in Manhattan. Well, the DA Bragg only used 6 pages of it. The lawyer that testified on Monday said there's 600 pages of documentation. Here's my waiver of attorney-client privilege with Cohen, and let me tell you about Michael Cohen. He's a liar, and he presented the other 594 pages to the grand jury, and they said there is no reason to indict this man because he didn't do anything wrong. Michael Cohen made the payments. And then he went to Donald Trump. Hey, I took care of your problem. Donald Trump said, what's the problem? Well, Stormy Daniels, how about paying me back? And he goes, there was no problem there. You're not getting any money from me. And her lawyer, Aviano, he's a crook. I don't know if I said his name right. You know, he was found guilty of shakedowns of Adidas and everything else.
He's in jail right now.
And the final thing, Janet Yellen is a fool. She is actually considering raising the FDI insurance coverage of these bank deposits over $250,000 to cover these woke bank investors. The one gentleman at SVB Bank had $50,000 or $50 million invested in green energy products and ESG programs and all these other things, and Bitcoin that failed, and he wants to be bailed out in full. That's what's wrong with this government and this administration. They're bailing out all the wokeism and all the progressives. You know, if you guys went out and bought $100,000 worth of lottery tickets, you cashed in your life savings, and you lost your money, you don't get to go to say to the government, hey, make me whole on my $100,000 because I didn't win the lottery. I didn't win the billions on the Powerball or the Mega Millions, whatever they are going off tonight. You know, that's the same rationale that the government is using. And the Ukraine, I'm sorry about the people of Ukraine.
All right, we got to.
They had 47 biolabs, not one more dime of money to Ukraine until we find out where the money has gone.
All right,
we
David.
We bought grain off them,
David.
And they turned around and pushed $44 million in FTX.
David, I agree
FTX
with you on that point Democrats. In particular. All right, thank you, sir. We got to get the next caller, but thank you very much for voicing your good views.
All right. Be safe.
Yep. You too. Much appreciated. All right, Harry. Last caller of the entire week.
2 minutes.
Hey.
Good morning,
guys. Years ago, there was a Seinfeld episode, and it was basically called The Bizarro World. And I think as I hear the stuff with all these laws and everything else, I think about that more and more all the time. I feel very bad for that woman in Philadelphia and anybody who has lost people to violence. But we have so many laws on the books. Gun laws right now that cannot or are not enforced for whatever reason. I can't answer that. To add more is political theater. It's not political political effectiveness. It's not legal effectiveness. We're trying to legislate laws that will keep honest people from doing stuff. There's an old saying from a guy I used to work for years ago. He used to say, fences keep honest people out. You know, there's laws against murder. There's laws against robbery. There's laws against using a gun in a violent manner, which the key phrase is using the gun. The gun doesn't just pick itself up, walk over and say, hey, I don't like this guy. I'm going to blow his head off. You know, we have to use some common sense as to why aren't we enforcing the laws that are already there? Especially the red flag laws seem to be the ones that everybody flies under the radar. And I just think, you know, for political theater to create more laws is it gets more and more senseless all the time. And that contributes to the violence more than anything else.
Yeah, I would say, Harry, my favorite Seinfeld episode is the good naked, bad naked, but I do understand Bizarro World. You know, part about it is if you look at the laws, what are the laws, enforce the laws. But now we have district attorneys and other, you know, officials in the legal system that are picking and choosing what laws, and we're seeing the election results. But look what's going on in New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, L.A. Now, somebody
Baton
says,
Rouge.
Baton Rouge or in New Orleans. But so the enforcement of laws, and all of a sudden enforcing certain laws now, there's a racial element to it. Well, you know what? If a male, female, black, white, Asian, Latino person does a crime, as Beretta says, maybe they should do the time. So,
exactly.
You know, that's the whole point. But then look
quite
what
a demographic.
It is. But look what they've done. They've made police and they made officials the bad people. And now, how do you want to recruit people to be in the police force? How do you want to recruit people in the military? I mean, when the senator or the rep was asking the DOD people, is it more important to understand what China is doing, or is it more important to understand pronouns?
Harry, we'll give you the last word, a quick one. Go right ahead.
Well, you're absolutely right. We have become, you know, it's not about the law. It's about looking good, and that's all.
Harry, you're saying that I'm absolutely right. Hello, did
I? Well, I don't know if I'd go that far.
I was going to say.
The only person I know that's always right is my wife.
Yeah, just ask her. All right. Thank you, Harry. Thanks for calling.
Good luck, Lords basketball today.
Yeah, the girls are going all the way. This is WDK, OK, Sunbury.